Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to our website. To the Rival Report, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for the webinar, Woodsy.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right, Cal Ripken Jr. has launched a campaign to help feed children and families across the country during the COVID-19 pandemic. He's coordinating a contribution of $250,000 and opening a social media account for the first time to promote the cause. His current focus is helping feed families impacted financially by the coronavirus, but he's also looking forward to a time when baseball teams are back on the diamond. Ripken is encouraged by the effort of Major League Baseball to get a plan to start the delayed season, suggesting that the games can play an important part in the recovery of the country. He flashed back to 2001. I believe that was his final year as a major leaguer, and obviously baseball taking a short hiatus after the terrorist attacks on 9/11 and how important it was when the game came back a few days later. And you can follow Cal Ripken on Twitter now at Cal Ripken Jr.
Look at that, Cal Ripken Jr. on Twitter. I was gonna helping people.
I was going to ask if he just got a social media account now. Is he like Cal Ripken 3472? I mean, I can't imagine that Cal Ripken Jr. was just available
at Cal Ripken Jr. Boom.
He must have had to like negotiate that
possibly
away from someone else. There's no chance that he just typed that into like Twitter or Facebook. Hey, look, Cal Ripken Jr. is available for me to take on Twitter.
Yep.
He must have had to like negotiate either with the companies or with the person who had that account.
He's got here's his Twitter. He's got a remarkably small television for being Cal Ripken Jr. Doesn't he? That is that's smaller than the TV I have in my bedroom. And this is in a family room, obviously. That's not like a back room, an office or anything. That is like his family room. Cal Ripken
then
Jr.
Again, I mean, the guy is an Iron Man. Maybe he doesn't have a lot of time for television, so it doesn't really matter how big his TV is. That 1995. Remember 1995, Woods? Baseball was coming off the 1994 work stoppage. People were pretty angry with the owners and the players for missing an entire World Series. People were not coming to games.
Yes.
But then Cal Ripken was approaching the record, the Iron Man record, and it started generating new excitement back in the game. Like, okay, yeah, this is why we love baseball, and I guess we can start to forgive you guys for costing us the 1994.
Yeah, he was instrumental in bringing baseball back, and then of course 1998 came.
What an odd steroids picture that he posted. It's
which one?
I just pulled it up, the one that you guys are talking about. So it's him in front of his, you know, 18-inch television.
Yeah.
In his living room, he's got to sit on the floor because he's got to be that close to the TV to see anything. Very interesting.
Yeah, he's sitting on the floor with his dog.
I mean, what would you, if you had never been on social media until now, what would you post? You'd have no idea.
And he's watching himself, and clearly this was a staged photo.
Right. He's got his gold gloves behind him, too, on the mantle. Interesting.
Very interesting picture.
I like to dissect people's new accounts. So there you go. Paulie has just clued us in to Cal Ripken Jr. out there trying to help people. He's just always just seemed to be a really, really great dude. Just a really, really great dude.
100%.
Yep.
All right. Kevin Garnett laughed at the idea of the Timberwolves retiring his jersey and said he still hasn't forgiven team owner Glenn Taylor after their split 4 years ago. My years in Minnesota, he said, and in that community I cherish. At this point, I don't want any dealings with Glenn Taylor or Taylor Corp or anything that has to do with him. I love my Timberwolves. I'll always love my guys. I'll always love the people who effed with me there. I'll have a special place for the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota in my heart, but I don't do business with snakes. I don't do business with snake mother effers. I try not to do business with openly snakes or people who are snake-like. So KG loved Flip Saunders, and the two apparently had talked about Kevin Garnett eventually getting some ownership of the Timberwolves, but when Flip suddenly died in 2016, supposedly those plans died as well for the owner.
Yeah.
And it was just, that's when Kevin Garnett left the team. I mean, he left, he played his first, 8, 9, 10 years with the Timberwolves, left, came back at the end of his career, and then it was just like a nasty divorce between easily the most iconic player of the franchise.
Oh, yeah.
And the ownership. So, Kevin Garnett, yeah, not happy with Glenn Taylor.
It's hard to know, you know, what's really behind this story. It sounds like, you know, KG and Flip Saunders had some sort of handshake deal, but, you know, if the owner wasn't on board with this, it was never a great idea to begin with. And I'm just going to say to Kevin Garnett, now's not the time to be airing beefs, you know, about ownership of basketball teams. I feel like, you know, retiring a number, they're trying to do a good thing, or at least they're offering a good thing.
Are they offering it?
I think that they're offering it.
Or did somebody just ask, hey, will they do it?
I believe it was just asked because he was doing an interview with a reporter in Minnesota about going into the Hall of Fame, and I think the reporter brought up, like, hey, is there any thought to the Timberwolves retiring your jersey?
Got it.
Only because it would be a beyond obvious thing for the Timberwolves to do.
Right.
Probably the only reason they haven't done it is they know that KG hates the owner, so they can never get him probably back for the ceremony, which is one of the, you know, reasons why you retire a number. You have a big night to celebrate him. He doesn't want to show up for it. Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I just don't know, you know, airing of the grievances at this moment feels a little tone deaf to me. It's fine, whatever. Just keep it behind the scenes right now. Keep all your beef with your old owners behind the scenes. We don't care right now.
I feel attacked.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Garnett won a championship with Boston, but he's always going to be remembered as a Timberwolf. I mean, that's right. Where he was one of the most dominant players in the game. He was my favorite player at the time.
Paulie, that's where they F with him.
That's right. Oh, boy. And finally, Czech nudists were reprimanded by police the other day for not wearing face masks. The nudists were sunbathing at a spa resort area without any face masks, and police were called to check out the situation. They violated two new rules by not wearing a face mask and also by being a part of a gathering of more than two people. Police went back the following day to patrol the area and found no more violations.
They were nude.
Completely nude.
Completely nude.
Would it have been okay had they been wearing nothing but face masks and been in smaller groups or had more social distancing?
Yes, it would have been legal.
Could have been nude with a face mask on in a smaller group with a lot of room between you.
What is your feeling on
this? This is in the Czech Republic, you said? Czech nudists?
Czech nudists.
What is your feeling on public nudity?
Well, I'm not going to be doing it anytime soon.
No.
I don't even like public partial nudity.
What is public partial nudity?
Like, I don't take my shirt off, like, even at the beach, generally.
He's got his Kevin Garnett jersey on.
Yeah, pretty much.
In the water, body surfing with the kids, with your...
Are you pool?
I mean, if I get in the water...
Are you pool shirt guy?
No, if I get in the water...
Are you rash guard guy?
No. But as soon as I get out of the water, I like to put, you know, I like to put a shirt back on.
Are you that modest?
I'm pretty modest, yes. Self-conscious, maybe a better phrase for it.
There's a lot of nudity in my house, as you can imagine. I'll often walk around nude. My wife will walk around nude. My son loves to be nude. Jumped on his little trampoline nude yesterday. That was an experience for him. But got him on those little tykes, you know. You could barely get off the thing there, and his diaper kept falling down when he was jumping. So he's, "Dad, take this off." So I took it off. So he's just jumping on his trampoline nude, and then he kind of looked down like, "That's an interesting feeling." Usually it's packaged a little bit better. This is a weird. I feel free. So yeah, I'm. You know, we don't do it in We don't do it in public, but around the house, a lot of nudity.
Yeah, not a lot of nudity around our house.
We leave the windows open, too. Maybe we're exhibitionists.
Possible.
Secretly.
You should head to the Czech Republic.
As long as you wear a mask.
Like-minded people there. Yeah, I mean, I'm not offended by it. You know, I don't think you're damaging people. The human body, a very natural thing. We all have one.
In some cases, the nude human body is a beautiful thing. I was looking at my nude human body out of the shower this morning, and I was repulsed. I'm repulsive. I've gotten so soft in this last month or so.
Maybe I'll feel a little differently in a few months as I continue my
your new lifestyle,
my program, my workouts, my new lifestyle, my diet, my new healthy hydration.
If he comes out of this thing shredded, like looking like Hammer, then I'm going to be really mad. I won't even be happy for you. Just so you know, I'll be mad.
I'm still
going
to be 44 years old plus, so I don't think you have to worry too much about me ever looking like Hammer.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's the Rindle Report for a Wednesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.